咱感谢神的恩典，赏我们美好的时间。
We thank God for the blessings of God He has given us a very wonderful time.
今晚上继续在这里传扬他的福音。
Today we are able to gather here once again to spread His wonderful gospel.
我们呢非常欢迎诸位同胞和我们来参加布道会。
We are also very thankful that our members may also come and attend.
我非常高兴。奉奉请的，同领一聚，也慕道朋友沿路来参加盛会。
We're very happy that members from Phoenix and other places have come here to join us.
求主耶稣祝福我们晚上的聚会。
May the Lord guide us and bless us in tonight's service.
我们第一个晚上有谈到思想人生。
In the first evangelical service, we talk about the thinking about human life.
我们人。是从哪里来的
？Where does human beings come from？
来到世界是为了什么
？And what is our purpose on earth？
死后要到哪里去
？And where do we go after death？
你有没有想过
？Have you ever thought about these questions？
你是不是已经得到正确的答案
？And do we have the correct answers？
我们第二个晚上谈到敬拜真神。
In the second evening, we talk about worshiping the true God。
我们人有一个拜神的心。
We have a heart of worshiping God.
因此有人类历史就有宗教的历史。
Therefore, since the beginning of human history, there is a religion.
一直到现在。
Until now.
对宗教的关心比以前更热烈。
Our concern for religion is more fervent than before.
但是我们应该敬拜的是哪一位神？
But who is the God that we should worship?
我们要拜的正确。
We must worship the right God.
我们信仰的目的才能达成。
So that we may establish the foundation of our faith.
昨天晚上我们有介绍，耶稣就是救主。
Yesterday we introduced that Jesus is the Savior.
唯有他是人类的救主。
Only He can be human Savior.
因为唯独他没有罪。
For He is the only one who is sinless.
就是没有罪的耶稣。
The sinless Jesus.
他甘心为着我们的罪替我们死。
Willingly, He died for us.
来开掉这个天国的道路。
To open the way to the heavenly kingdom.
今晚上我们要讲的题目
The topic for tonight's sermon
是得救的步骤
or is the steps toward salvation.
耶稣是我们的救主。
Jesus is our Savior.
那我们要怎么样行才能成一个得救的人？
What shall we do to become a person with salvation?
我们请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7, chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章的三十节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 30.
十六章三十节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 30. Verse 30. And he brought them out and said, Sir, what must I do to be saved?
这是使徒保罗和希腊因为传道被关在监牢里面。
And Paul and Silas, they were being in prison because they preached the gospel.
他们虽然被关在监牢，但是他们不伤心。
Although they were in prison, but they were not sorrowful.
因为他们并不是因为犯罪。
For they did not commit any sins.
所以他们在监牢里面唱诗赞美神。
Therefore, while they were in prison, they sing hymns and praise God.
突然发生了大地震。
Suddenly there was a great earthquake.
监牢的门都打开了。
And all the gates of the prison were open.
所以看监牢的人啊，怕起来。
Therefore the jail watcher, he was afraid.
因为一些囚犯都跑掉。
For some of the jailers would escape.
因着责任，他就要自杀。
But that was his responsibility. Therefore he wanted to commit suicide.
保罗阻挡他。
Paul stopped him.
说我们都没有跑。
Says that we are still here.
那时候他就提出一个问题。
That time that the jail watcher raised a question.
说两位先生，我胆念行才可以得救。
He asked, Sirs, what must we do to be saved?
我们现在这个世界有很多的问题。
As we live in this world, we have many problems.
问题是问不尽的。
And we have countless problems.
好像年轻的时代。
As we are young.
特别对这个求学的问题很多。
That we encounter problems in our education.
So, 认真读书的学生,
and for those who study earnestly in school,
他都喜欢去问,
They like to ask questions.
你怎么能够考上这么好的大学？
How are you able to go to a such prestigious school?
你是怎么样准备的？
How did you prepare for it?
他要明白这个问题。
They want to realize the answer for that question.
离开学校以后，
After they depart from school,
碰到生活的这个需要，
They encounter daily needs in life.
他们就认为钱很重要。
And they realize they view money as very important.
所以人喜欢去问。
Therefore, human beings, they raise
questions. 怎么样才能够做到更多的钱？
How to obtain greater wealth?
They 喜欢去买一些书。
And they like to purchase books.
从书本来知道。
And to understand from books.
怎么样才能够做更多的钱？
How to obtain more and more money?
这些问题也是需要的。
We need to answer these questions.
但是这些不是最需要的。
But these are not the most important ones.
最重要的问题。
The most important question
就是这个金主所提出的
is what the Savior has asked us.
我当怎样行才可以得救？
The question of this jailer, that is, what shall we do to be saved?
不晓得我们在座的弟兄姊妹，
I do not know that anyone among us,
或者新来教会的同胞，
or the visitors,
你有没有问过这个问题？
Have we ever asked ourselves this question?
或者有没有想过这个问题？
Have we ever thought about this question?
我当怎样想才可以得救？
What must we do to be saved?
得救这句话在书本或者报纸比较少见。
And the word salvation is rarely seen in books or newspapers.
假如有这句话，
If we have this word,
他们的含义和相间含义不一样。
If they use the word, it would have different meaning as the Bible.
在圣经这个得救啊，这个是偏重在这个灵魂的得救。
And in the Bible, salvation refers to the salvation of the soul.
比方这几天前啊，这个偏念啊，飞机堕落。
For example, a few days ago, a Pan Am jetliner was exploded in the air.
机上的人听说全部都死掉了。
The entire passenger and crew were killed.
假使有一个人没有死掉。
If one person was able to survive,
那一般说啊，他得救了。
And most people would say that he has been saved.
就是脱离掉死亡。
That he was able to escape from death. He is a blessed one.
可是圣经所说的得救，
But the salvation in the Bible
是关于灵魂的得救。
Regards to our soul and our spirit.
换一句话就是说，能够进天国。
That is those who are able to enter into heaven.
就说我当怎样行才能够进入天国？
That is what should we do to enter into heaven?
你有没有问过这个问题？
Have we ever asked ourselves this question?
这个问题只有圣经能够给我们正确的答案。
Only the Bible can give us the correct answer to this question.
虽然图书馆有算不尽的这个图书，
Although there are countless books in libraries,
但是那些书里面没有一本书有办法正确地告诉你这个问题。
But none of those books can give us a correct answer to this question.
我们请看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
第三章的十五节
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures which are able to make you wise from salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus
这里是保罗说提摩太从小就明白圣经。
Here Paul says that TimothyWas well acquainted with the Bible from his youth.
他说这本圣经因你信基督给你有得救的智慧。
For through the Christ Jesus, we are able to obtain wisdom.
也就是说，怎么样才能得救？
That is, how shall we obtain salvation?
只有这本圣经告诉我们。
Only this holy Bible can tell us.
说我们要得到，要明白这个得救的步骤。
Therefore, we must understand the steps toward salvation.
我们不是根据哪一个神学家或者哲学家。
Not according to any theologians.
我们不是根据我自己的意见。
And not according to my own opinion.
我们是要根据这本圣经来找这个答案。
We must search for the answers from this Bible.
为什么人会去想得救的问题？
Why does a person think about a question of salvation?
我想好多人不想这个问题的。
Many people do not think about these questions.
尤其在这个生活啊，这个顺利的环境中。
Especially when we live in a prosperous life.
一个宗教改革家就是路德马丁。
A modern Luther who was a reformist.
他是德国人。
He was a German.
他在大学念这个法理。
And he studied law in college.
他父亲盼望他能够成为一个很出名的律师。
And his father wished that he became a famous lawyer.
或者判官。
Or a judge.
但是有一天他和同学走路的时候。
One day while he was walking with his friends.
忽然呢、啊、天气变坏。
Suddenly weather changed.
那落了一个雷。
And there was a thunder.
把他的同学打死了。
And his friend was struck by the lightning.
他亲眼看到这个事实。
And he actually saw this by his own eyes.
他非常伤心。
He was very sorrowful.
因为死掉的是他的好朋友。
For the one who passed away was his good friend.
他就开始想。
Therefore he began to think.
他死了。
He has died.
到底他到哪里去了？
And where did he go from there?
是不是真的有灵魂？
Does the soul actually exist?
就是有灵魂。
If the soul exists,
他的灵魂到哪里去了？
Where is the soul going to?
朋友的死
when our friends pass away,
引起他对这个死后的事情去认真的思考
he began to think about the question of death.
一方面他就想到人生的生命的这个脆弱
in one aspect, he think about the weakness of human life.
什么时候要结束都不知道的
we do not know when our life will end.
想到自己
we think about ourselves.
说不定明天要死掉的时候也不一定的。
Perhaps we might die tomorrow. We do not know.
所以他就转向他的路线。
Therefore, he made a turn in his life.
不再念这个大学。
He no longer studied in college.
他进入这个修道院。
He went to a theological seminar.
要去研究圣经。
To study the Bible.
要去明白。
To understand.
这个得救的问题。
The question of salvation.
后来就成为一个很出名的宗教改革家。
Later, he became a very famous religious reformist.
我们在这个美国社会生活的人
and people who live in the United States,
因为生活环境比较好
because our living standards are much better.
所以对这个宗教心呢、啊，说起来比较淡
Therefore, we do not think much about religion.
但是我们虽然自己没有碰到一些困难
although we ourselves did not encounter any problems,
我们现在还活着。
Even though we are still living,
可是我们要思想人生的一些实况。
But we must think about some of the facts of life.
也要去想啊，死后的问题。
We must also think about the matters regarding after death.
我们请看《传道书》第一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章的十三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 13.
十三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 13 verse 13 and I set my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven this grievous task of God has given to the sons of man by which they may be exercised
第二节
let us also read verse 2 verse 2 vanity of vanities says the preacher vanity of vanities all is vanity
传道书是所罗门王写的。
And the book of Ecclesiastes was written by King Solomon.
所罗门王也被称为智慧的王。
King Solomon was also called the King of Wisdom.
他虽然身为帝王啊，但是他非常的剥削。
Although that he was the king, but he was very empty.
他不但懂建筑军事。
Not only does he know the about military
and the world. 天文地理、昆虫、植物、动物。各方面的学问他都很精深
He is very well versed in all the worldly knowledge and science.
那他对这个人生啊，花了很多的时间去观察
And he spent much time to observe human life.
也就思想
And to think about human life.
在十三节他发现了一件事情
And in verse 13 he says,
说明人活在这个世界是经过非常的痛苦
He says that as a person live in this world,He has to encounter grievous tasks.
年轻的人不太懂这个意思。
Young persons may not understand this.
要知道人生的味道。
You must realize the taste of life.
我真的要等到他做爸爸和妈妈以后。
I'm afraid that this person has to wait until they become fathers or mothers.
就知道这人是甜或者苦。
And then we can know whether life is sweet or bitter.
做人呢，算是不简单。
It is rather difficult to become
摩西说做人、啊、就是劳苦一生
Moses says that human beings have to toil all their life.
还要加上愁烦。
And added unto that grief and sorrow.
动物牛马有劳苦。
And animals, they labor.
但是牛马不会愁烦。
But they have no sorrows.
不晓得愁烦。
They do not know how to be grieved.
我们人好多的愁烦。
As mankind, we are filled with sorrow.
劳苦一生，愁烦一生。
We labor all our lives, and we are sorrowful all our lives.
不管在这个世界多么的成功。
No matter how successful we are in this world.
多了多么多的财富
，No matter how much wealth we have acquired，
多么高的地位
，How high a status that we have，
多么大的势力
，And how great powers that we have，
一死万事空
，When we die all things vanish，
空手来空手走
，Empty handed we come and we shall go。
在这个第一章的第二节
，In chapter 1 verse 2 says，
这是传道书的第一句
，This is the first sentence in Ecclesiastes。
因为第一节是自我介绍。
Verse 1 is a self-introduction of by the author.
那么这个第一句话在第一节里面有五句的虚空。
And in this first message, in verse 2, mentions five times vanity.
虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
Vanities of vanities, vanities of vanities. All things are vanity.
他所说的虚空偏重在心灵的。
And this refers to this.Vanity of the heart.
我们人生在这个世界可以在追求满足。
As we live in this world, we pursue after self-satisfaction.
生下来就在追求满足。
Since we are born, we are pursuing to be satisfied.
但是那个时候的欲望很容易把它填满。
But our desires at young age are easily satisfied.
他当时的欲望就是肚子饱就好了。
The desires of young children is to be filled in their stomach.
肚子饿他就哭。
When they are hungry, they begin to cry.
吃饱了就乖乖。
When they are full, they begin to behave well.
饿了又哭。
When they are hungry again, they begin to cry again. 吃饱
就静下来。
But when they eat something and are full, they begin to
quiet. 他没有别的要求。
They do not have any other desires.
但是长大以后。
But when a person grows up,
这个欲望一直的扩大。
Our desires begin to expand.
年轻的时候要多念一点书。
When we are young, we want to study more education.
出了社会想要多赚一点钱。
When we go into society, we want to earn more money.
这是所罗门所经过的道路。
This is the path trod upon by King Solomon.
那所罗门什么都得到了。
For he has obtained everything.
又是得到最高峰的。
He has reached the top.
他成为当代最有学问的人。
He became the wisest man at his time.
他成为当代最有钱的人。
He became the wealthiest person of his time.
他一天的收入差不多黄金120公斤。
His daily income was about120 kilograms of gold.
所以他王宫里面所用的都是金金的。
Therefore, everything in his palace are made of gold.
他的年代说，银子好像耶路撒冷的石头那么多。
And the silver that he possessed is as much as the stones in Jerusalem.
等于用这个银子铺路。
And he can use the silver to pave the road.
有一句话这样记载说，银子算不了什么。
And silver is nothing.
可见他非常的富足。
As we can see, he is very, very wealthy.
对这个享受
，as to physical enjoyment,
他也表示没有一个人能够与我相比的。
He also expressed that no one can compare with him.
他所穿的
，the garments that he wears.
他所吃的
，the food that he eats.
他所住的
，the place that he lives in.
他所住的王宫啊，是天下最美的堂皇，最有价值的。
And the palace that he lives in is the most precious and the most honorable.
花了七年才建成的。
And he spent 7 years building his own
palace. 关于行的方面
regarding to God,
当时没有汽车。
At that time, there was no automobile.
但是雅各书记载啊，所罗门王的华会教啦，华巧教华教。
In the Song of Songs, it talks about the carriage of King Solomon.
一出门就60个勇士啊，在周围啊保护。
And 60 mighty soldiers would surround the carriage in which King Solomon sits.
那一个花轿啊，比现在任何名牌的汽车都还高贵。
And that carriage is more honorable than the famous automobiles today.
所以说人要享受。
Therefore, the physical enjoyment.
你怎么追求都不能超过所罗门。
No matter how hard we try to pursue, we cannot surpass King Solomon.
我们现在
的
人跟着他的后面追啊。
We follow after his footsteps.
绝对追不上他的。
We cannot.Passion.
就是给你得到像所罗门一样
If we obtain what King Solomon had
这个不可能的
It is impossible
就是 在你见你情为可能的。
If it is possible,
天下最有学问的。
He became the wisest person.
最有钱的。
Most wealthy.
最享受的。
Most enjoyment.
权力最大的。
Had the greatest power.
啊，你也是没有满足的。
We still would not be satisfied.
所罗门不能满足。
King Solomon could not satisfy.
你也是不能满足。
We also cannot be satisfied.
所以神一直在追求满足。
If we continue to pursue to be satisfied,
结果都不到满足。
As a result, we cannot.
在失望的情况下。
When we are discouraged,
就以示告别。
We would depart.
情况是这样的。
This is the truth.
所以比较有头脑的人。
Those who are wiser.
他有些思想。
They would think.
人有没有灵魂？
Does human beings possess soul?
死后如何？
And where would they go after death?
要是真的有天国？
Does heaven actually exist?
到底怎么样想才能够进入天国？
What do we have to do to enter into heaven?
我们应该思想的。
We must think about these
questions. 因为我们好多思想不知道。
But there are many things that we do not know.
可是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
你是有灵魂的。
We have a spirit.
天国是存在的。
Heaven exists.
地也是存在的。
Hell also exists.
那我们要怎么样想才能得救呢？
What shall we do to be saved?
人家是不能得救。
And if man cannot be saved.
但是枉费一生啊。
And we will have wasted our life.
好多人在台湾的时候
，many people while they were in Taiwan，
因为来美国啊，结果拿到博士位
，and they come to America to pursue after PhD degree，
能够读到好的工作
，receive a good job，
建设一个甜蜜的家庭
，establish a good family，
过着好像天国的生活
，live a life like that of heaven。
但是大家到美国来以后就知道了
，after they came，
美国并不是天国了
，heaven。America is not heaven.
我说到美国来的留学生
，people that come to America
拿到博士位的
，after they obtain their PhD degree，
好多最后是做到什么呢
？What did they receive at the end？
你是美国要做这个大事位不简单。
It is difficult to establish a person's own career.
很多人就是做普通的吃薪水的啦。
And some people they would just work in ordinary job.
你薪水3万-6万。
Whether our annual income is 30,000 or 60,000.
但是你收入多，扣税多。
The greater our income, the greater is the taxation.
结果做20年-25年。
After 20 or 25 years on the job.
最后所得到的什么
？What do they receive at the end?
一个旧房子
，an old house.
这是来美国的最后所得到的。
This is what they receive at the end.
孩子假如长大乖乖还好。
When their children grow up, if they behave well,
就是孩子变坏了。
If the child goes bad,
在美国变坏了。
They come to America and they became bad.
尤其我们做基督徒
，especially as Christians,
在美国信仰失败了。
If the faith of our children fail,
你来美国到底做了什么呢
？What is the true purpose of our coming to America?
不但这样子
，Not only so,
大家要钱。
Everyone is pursuing after money.
当然没有钱，生活是困难的。
Without money, we cannot live.
但是够用就是。很好了
，But we should be satisfied by having enough.
因为多余的，除了你晓得去善用
，For excess money, we have to know how to.
那些钱在你是没有价值的。
Excess money has no benefit to us.
反倒因为你用户太多的财物啊，有害了别人。
We might use our wealth to harm others.
不管你有多少钱财
，No matter how much wealth we have.
我们人活在这个世界
，We live in this world.
我们到底能够用到多少呢
？How much of our wealth can we use？
我们所用到的一点点
，We can only use a very small portion.
每天吃三餐
，3 meals a day.
中国人大概吃4餐-5餐啦。
Chinese may have 4 or 5 meals a day.
因为会吃点心啦。
But they have their dessert.
最多也是午餐
，At most 5 meals a day.
你不能说我很多钱
，We cannot say I have a great deal of money.
我要吃30餐
，I want to have 30 meals a day.
那晚上一定要请医生的啦。
And that we must see a doctor sooner or later.
不管多少钱。
No matter how much money we have,
多三顿啦
3 meals a day.
咱台湾人多三顿，再是多三顿了。
At the most, 3 meals a day.
你不管多少钱
，No matter how much money we have,
穿一套衣裳
，One set of garments.
不管你多少钱
，No matter how much money we have,
做一个小床啊
，One small bed we have.
6-9次相当大了
6-9
不会掉下去
We will not fall through.
你留多少财产给你孩子？
No matter how much inheritance
you have
for children, it is the same.
吃三餐
3 meals a day for
穿一套衣服
One set of clothes.
睡一个小床
One small bed.
这是人生实在的情况
This is the actual fact.
你心得不到满足
Our heart cannot be satisfied.
要走的时候一切放下
When we leave, we have to leave everything behind.
所以人生是苦又空
Life is sorrowful and empty.
因此我们要追求得救。
Therefore, we must pursue to be saved.
主耶稣说：“你这样子做不到永生。”
Jesus said that if we cannot obtain salvation,
你做到全世界有什么用？
What will we do if we can obtain?
所以我们要认真地思想这个问题。
Therefore, we must ponder this question.
我怎样行才可以得救？
What shall we do to be saved?
要做一个得救的人。
Become a person with salvation.
你假设不做一个得救的人。
If we are not a person with salvation.
当你将要死的时候。
At the day we die.
你也会后悔的。
We will regret.
但是来不及了。
But it is too late.
所以我盼望。
So I hope.
今晚上你们不忙到主的面前来。
Tonight we have come to the Lord.
我们在这里要来根据神的话来查明白。
We will study and understand from the words of God.
这个人生最大的质问。
The greatest question in life.
我当怎样行才可以得救？
What shall I do to be saved?
根据圣经，这个得救是一步一步来的。
According to the Bible, there are steps for salvation.
好像我们要上楼上。
As we are coming up to the second story.
不是用跳上去的。
We do not jump up.
我们没有办法跳得那么高。
We cannot jump so high.
是一步一步啊，根据那个台阶啊，就是走上去的。
We must climb the steps, step by step.
好，我们翻回来《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's return to Acts chapter 16.
十六章的三十一节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 31. The book of Acts chapter 16, verse 31. So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household."
保罗和希拉的回答很清楚。
This is the answer of Paul and Silas. It's very clear.
当信主耶稣。
You must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你和你一家就必得救。
And then you and your family will be saved.
这并不是说一个人相信了、全家得救，不是这样的。
This is not to say that one person believes and his family members will be saved.
不是一个人可以代替全家来相信就全家使全家得救。
It is not true that one person can complete the salvation of his entire family.
说你一个人相信。
He says that you believe.
记住你一个人主的恩典要领导你这一家。
Through you, the grace of God will come upon your family members.
说你全家得救。
So that your entire household
will be saved. 这里要紧的回答。
This is the answer.
你当信主耶稣。
The most important question is that you must believe in Jesus.
就说你要信耶稣做你的救主。
Yes, you must believe Jesus as your Savior.
我们昨天晚上讲的也是相当详细。
Last night we discussed in detail.
耶稣降生的那个晚上。
At the night when Jesus was born.
天使对牧人显现说。
And the angels appeared to the shepherd.
我报告你们最好的信息。
I bring you the good news.
今天为你们的信要救主。
And tonight the Savior is born for you.
是关乎万民的。
And this concerns the entire nation.
耶稣降生做人。
Jesus came down and became man.
耶稣来到世界。
He came to the world.
就是要做我们人类的救主。
To be human saviors.
他是没有罪的主。
He is a sinless savior.
因为他是从童女生的。
For he was born of a virgin.
不是人结婚生出来的。
He was not born by human conception.
是圣灵临到玛利亚。
But rather, the Holy Spirit came upon Mary.
通过处女玛利亚生的。
And was born through Virgin Mary.
所以他生下来没有原罪。
Therefore, he was without the original sin.
他一生没有犯罪。
He did not commit sin in his whole life.
要救罪人。
He wanted to save the sinners.
要一个没有罪的人才有资格。
A sinless person can save those sinners.
那么就没有罪的耶稣。
Jesus was without sin.
他为我们的罪替我们死在十字架上。
For our sins, he was nailed on the cross.
在十字架上替我们受了刑罚。
And he died for us on the cross.
他气断的时候。
And when he gave up his breath.
圣殿呢？圣所完自圣所那个幔子裂为两半。
The veil in the holy temple was broken in half.
圣经解释说，这就是他破碎他的生命。
And this was done when Jesus broke his own body.
破碎他的肉体，为我们开了一条路。
And he sacrificed his life to open a road for us.
让我们能够到神面前。
So that we may see God.
所以耶稣才是我们的救主。
Therefore Jesus is our Savior.
也唯有他是我们的救主。
Only he is our Savior.
孔夫子是伟大的。
Confucius is indeed
great. 释迦牟尼也是伟大的。
Shakyamuni is also great.
但是他们没有替我们死。
But they did not die for us.
他们也没有资格替我们死。
They also have cannot die for us.
任何人都没有资格替我们死。
No one is qualified to die for us.
他也没有替我们死。
They did not die for us.
他替我们死也没有用的。
It is plus, if they die for us.
但是没有罪的耶稣。
But Jesus was without sin.
他替我们死。
He died for us.
他为我们开了天国的道路。
He opened a way for us to heaven.
他是人类唯一的救主。
Therefore, he is the only savior of mankind.
你要先这样相信。
You must first believe this.
这是得救的开始。
This is the beginning steps of salvation.
相信耶稣做救主。
Believe Jesus as our savior.
他死了。
He has died.
他第三天复活。
He has resurrected on the third day.
经过四十天升天。
Ascended to heaven after 40 days.
他现在在天上。
He is now in heaven.
他伸出慈爱的手。
He is merciful hand.
拯救的手。
And the hand of Savior.
要拯救我们。
Will save us.
在世界的末日。
In the last day.
他要再临。
He will come again.
审判人类。
To judge mankind.
把得救的带进天国。
To bring His chosen people into heaven.
我们对耶稣的信心。
Our faith toward Jesus.
这几点是重要的。
These are the few important points.
但是是不是心里相信就这样得救了呢？
But can we be saved by believing in our heart?
不是的。
Not enough.
先看使徒行传第二章。
Let's turn to the Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章的三十八节。
The Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 verse 38.Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Verse 38. Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣升天过了十天，五旬节那一日。
And 10 days after the ascension of Jesus, on the day of Pentecost,
应许的圣灵临到耶稣的门徒和信徒。
The promised Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles of Jesus.
他们被圣灵充满。
They were filled by the Holy Spirit.
他们说出灵的话。
They were speaking in tongues.
但是神开那些敬虔的人的心。
But God opened the ears of devout men.
给他们听得懂。
So that they may understand their tongue.
许多国国家回来的犹太人。
And Jewish people coming home from different nations.
他们都听使徒们用他们的乡谈在赞美神。
And they heard the apostles speak in their own language.
实际上他们是一样的用灵言赞美神。
But actually the apostles were all praying in tongues.
不过神给他们听得懂。
But God opened the ears of those people.
可是有部分听不懂。
But some could not understand.
因为神没有开他们的心。
But God did not open their heart.
他们就笑这些人是醉酒的。
They were laughing at the apostles saying that they were drunk.
所以使徒就站起来说。
So the apostles stood up.
现在是早上的九点。
It is only in the daytime.
我们没有喝酒。
We did not drink any wine.
我们不是醉酒。
We are not drunk.
你们定是十字架的耶稣复活了。
Jesus Christ whom you nailed on the cross has
所以把应许的圣灵降下来。
And has sent down the promised Holy Spirit.
在三十三节说像你们所看到的听到的。
In verse 33 says that as you have seen and heard.
圣灵临到的时候。
When the Holy Spirit descends.
主耶稣说好像风吹来。
It's like the wind.
风是看不到的
，We cannot see wind。
但是风来的时候
，When the wind comes，
树木会摇动
，The trees will move。
因摩擦音呢、啊，能够听到声音
，Due to friction， we can hear the sound。
哎，圣灵临到的时候
，When Holy Spirit comes，
我们的身体会被感动
，Our bodies will be moved。
同时，圣灵感动我们的舌头，讲出一种灵的话来
，When we are moved by the Holy Spirit， we will speak in tongues。
大家听了这些话
，When the people heard this，
心里扎心了、啊。
They were pierced.
就问使徒说我们要怎么办
？So they asked the apostles, "What shall we do?"
那这个彼得回答说
，And Peter answered,
你们个人要悔改
，You must repent."
这是对已经认识、相信耶稣做救主的人所说的话。
And this is the words of those people who believe in Christ.
他们已经知道了
，They have realized.
耶稣是救主
，Christ is the Savior.
他们有罪
，They have sinned.
那有罪要怎么办呢？
And what shall they do?
要悔改。
They must repent.
所以悔改就说承认他的罪。
Repentance is to admit their own sin.
决心要离开那个罪。
And determined to depart from their sin.
所以叫做悔改。
This is called repentance.
所以得救的第二步。
Therefore the second step of salvation.
就是要悔改。
That is we must repent.
这是圣经告诉我们的。
This is the words of the Bible.
悔改是对两个方面的。
Repentance has two aspects.
一个是宗教上的。
One is religious.
一个是行为上的。
One is in our deeds.
宗教上的悔改。
Religious repent.
以前信错了。
Is that we have believed in the wrong religion.
不要再信。
We do not believe any longer.
看一样使徒行传的十九章。
Let's turn to the Acts chapter 19.
十九章的十九节。
Acts chapter 19, verse 19.
这里记载以前那些行邪术的人。
It records the sorcerers of the past.
他们把他们那些行邪术的书啊都拿来。
They burn all the books that they have.
把它烧掉。
And burn them.
那些有价值的钱
，and they were very valuable。
嗯，很有价值的书说，那个价钱它有五万块钱。
And the value of these books were about 50,000.
那些书是不好的。
Those were evil books.
是叫人呐、啊、信异端的。
They caused people to believe in cults.
那么这些信徒
，and these believers，
他们知道他们信错了。
They realized that they had believed in the wrong.
这些书带人走错了。
These books have led them astray.
所以他们不把这些书卖给别人。
So they do not wish to sell these books.
也不赠送给别人。
And they do not want to give these books away.
就把这些行邪术的书烧掉。
As a result, they burn these books that they have.
这个就是宗教上的悔改。
This is repentance in the religious aspect.
一个立法院的父亲。
The father of a congressman.
他从中国大陆跑到台湾来。
And he came from mainland China to Taiwan.
他在这个船上
while he was on the ship,
我们一个弟兄向他传福音
one of our brothers preached to him.
说我们要相信造物主
that we must believe in the Creator.
我们要相信耶稣
must believe in Jesus.
他是我们天上的父亲
he is our heavenly Father.
我们的亲属后父都在他的手
all our life depends on him.
他老人家认真的听
and this old person he listened very attentively.
神给他明白了
God gave him understanding.
他离开故乡的时候
when he departed from his home country,
因为共产党快来了
for the communists was about to be there.
当然皇族土地带不动的
so he could not bring his house and
他又带了一些钱
he brought him some money.
但是他这里更重要的就是那个银子用银子做的那个菩萨、啊、那个偶像
but he felt more precious was the idol that he made with silver.
他在船上听了福音以后
After he listened to the gospel on the
boat 就把那个银偶像啊银子做的偶像丢在台湾的海峡
He threw away the idol that was made of silver
他以为这个不带去台湾不行的
At first he realized that he cannot
好多移民啊人也来啊宗教也来
For the immigrants come with religion
所以华侨啊华人所住的国家
Therefore the nationCountries where they are Chinese,
无论到哪一个国家去
wherever they go,
同时都把中国人的宗教带去了
they will bring with them Chinese religions.
因为人、啊、很难离开宗教
For human beings, it's very difficult to
be a part of religion.
But this elderly person by the name of Sun,
他知道不对了
he realized that he was wrong.、
啊、他就把那个银子做的偶像丢在大海
Therefore, he threw into the sea that great image.
这个叫做宗教上的悔改。
This is repentance in religion.
我们要勇敢，有勇气。
We must be brave.
不对的。
What is wrong?
要勇敢的丢。
We must cast away.
嗯。再来就行为上的。
Also in our deeds.
道德上的。
In our morality.
我们做错了。
What we have wrongdoing.
我们听了福音。
After we listen to the
我们相信耶稣。
After we believe in Christ. We must repent.
我们先看。路加福音第三章。
Let's turn to Gospel Luke chapter 3.
路加福音十三章，第三章的第九节以下。
Luke chapter 3 from verse 9.
就是施洗约翰传道的时候。
This is the preaching of John the Baptist.
施洗约翰是传悔改的道理。
John the Baptist preached the gospel of repentance.
保罗说他的洗礼是教是悔改的洗礼。
Paul says that the baptism that he performed is baptism of repentance.
来接受他的洗礼
to come and receive his baptism.
是表示啊他有悔改。
It means that a person is willing to
要来接受将要到的救主耶稣
to receive the coming of Jesus.
那么这些要受洗的人
and these people who are about to be baptized
就向约翰提出质问。
They asked John the Baptist.
在第十节
In verse 10.
三章十节
Chapter 3 verse 10.
众人问他说这样我们当做什么呢
And they asked him, what shall we do?
十一节
Verse 11.
有人说有两件衣裳的要分解那个没有的
And John says that he who has two tunics, so give one to those who have not.
有衣服的也是一样，因为有食物的也是一样。
It is likewise those who have food.
这个是关于爱心的事情。
In this regard to our love.
我们做人啊，应该要爱的。
As a person, we must show our love to others.
尊重我们现在这个世界。
God, let us live in this world.
就是要我们来帮助别人。
So that we may help others.
人心行好，也只有这样做才有意义、有价值。
Only so human life is valuable.
但是好多人不晓得这样做。
And many people do not know how to do this.
他有衣服，别人没有衣服。
He has garment to wear, but others do not.
他不想一件给他。
He do not wish to give one to the other.
他有食物，别人饿着肚子。
He has food, but others are hungry.
他不想帮助他。
He is not willing to
help others. 所以有人说你们要悔改。
Therefore, John says that you must
repent. 你们做错了。
You have done wrong.
你们没有爱心。
You do not have love.
为了表示你们有悔改。
To show your repentance.
你们要这样做。
This you must do.
那有个兵丁也来问他。
And a soldier came and asked him.
说我们呢？我们应该怎么办？
What shall we do?
他说你们不要强暴待人了，以强暴待人。
He says that we should not treat others with falsehood.
也不要讹诈人。
And do not lie to others.
要以自己的薪水做满足。
We must be satisfied with ourselves.
对税吏的回答。
And his answer for a tax
collector. 说你不要向百姓揩油了。
But do not collect extra tax.
这是关于钱财的问题。
This is regarding to money.
好多人在钱财事上犯错的。
Many people have done wrong regarding to money.
欺骗。
They lie.
偷盗。
They steal.
甚至抢劫、打劫。
Even they rob the people.
这都是错误的。
All these are considered wrong.
这是没有道德的表现。
And these are done without morality.
是害人的作为。
These are evil deeds.
所以这是有人说。
Therefore John Baptist
said, 你们要悔改。
You must repent.
所以我们听了福音以后。
Therefore after we heard the truth.
我们今天听了福音。
We listened to the gospel today.
晚上听了福音。
This evening.
我们相信耶稣做救主。
We believe Jesus as the Savior.
同时我们要悔改。
At the same time, we must repent.
有个老先生。
An old person.
当时他还年轻。
At that time, he was still young.
两个年轻人啊，要去酒家喝酒。
And two young persons were about to go to the bar.
那对我们嘉义教会的门口经过。
And they passed by our church in 嘉义。
正在开布道会。
And the evangelical service.
他们抱着自己的心进来听。
And they came in with a heart of curiosity.
他们明白呀。
They understood.
耶稣是救主。
They understood that Christ
was the Savior. 他是天地的主宰，为了要救我们来到世界。
He was the creator of the world and came to the world to save us.
他也知道他有罪。
Also realized their sins.
那天晚上就不去酒家了。
That evening they did not go to the bar.
从那天晚上开始。
From that day on.
他不去嫖。
They no longer go out and
play. 他也不去再赌钱了。
They no longer gamble.
第二天晚上又来听道理。
They came to the church the second evening.
后来他当教会的执事，好热心。
Later, he became a minister in the church and was very fervent.
他那种表现叫做悔改。
And that kind of repentance is
知道错，要
realize
错
，realize your sins and to depart from the sins. That is called repentance.
在台湾山地有一百多间真的是教会。
In the mountain areas of Taiwan, there are over 100 churches of our church.
台湾山地人啊，最喜欢喝酒。
The mountain peoples of Taiwan, they like to drink.
他们的嘴巴没有一个时间空闲的。
And their mouth is always busy.
除饭之外
，apart from the eating meals,
就是喝酒
，they drink,
就抽烟
，they smoke,
就抽槟榔
，they chew tobacco.
所以在睡觉的时候
，some when they were sleeping,
躺在床上
，they were laying on the bed,
还是抽着烟
，they are still smoking.
睡了。
And they fell asleep.
烟蒂掉下去
，and the cigarette
fall, 把棉被烧起来
，and burn the pillow.
才醒过来的
，and then they would awake.
你叫他改没有办法的
，it is impossible to tell them to change.
尤其改酒
，especially to the
没有办法的
，they cannot abstain from alcohol.
那我们到底传到台中县的山地
？When our gospel preached to the mountain churches in central part of Taiwan,
好多人相信。
Many people believe.
那要洗礼那一天
，and on the day of baptism,
传道人看好多人呐、啊，拿着酒瓶呐、啊，还装酒的。
Many people saw that many came with the wine bottles,
还带着这个香烟袋啦
，they also carry with them,
还那个烟筒啦
，also the pipes.
传道好不高兴的
，the pastor was very angry.
说你们今天要去受洗。
Today is the day of your baptism.
你们还放不下那些酒宴吗？
You still cannot put away your desires.
他们说不是的。
They said no.
我们要去受洗。
We are going to be baptized.
我们要把这个旧人埋葬。
We will bury our old self.
我们同时要把这些旧东西要破碎打破。
We will also cast away these old things.
传道好高兴。
The pastor was very happy. That this is right.
你们要洗礼以前应该悔改。
Before you baptize, you must repent.
但是我们要知道
But we must know.
悔改和赦罪不一样。
Repentance is different from forgiving of the sin.
信主耶稣
When we believe in Jesus.
悔改
And we repent.
这两点可以说是要接受救恩的准备阶段。
And these are the preparations to receive salvation.
所以要得救
In order for us to be saved.
第三步
The third step.
主耶稣说
Jesus said,
信老受洗的必然得救。
Those who believe and are baptized,
一定要受洗。
We must be baptized.
但是这样主耶稣的话
，and this is the word of Jesus.
好多传道人忽略了
，there are many neglected this.
现在有些美国人很热心啊，到外国去传道。
And many the Caucasians they will preach to other nations.
所以这个世界传道啊，做的最多的是美国人。
And Americans they perform many of the world evangelism.
他们为了世界传道花很多钱。
They spend a great deal of money in this.
他们的热心爱心是我们很佩服的。
Their fervency and love should be imitated by us.
但是我们要带人到耶稣的面前。
We must bring people to Christ.
保罗说我们到底要传遍。
Paul says that we must have the complete salvation.
不要传一半。
We cannot
spread. 也不要传三分之二。
We should only preach out two thirds.
可是现在很多的传道人。
But today many preachers.
世界有名的那个比利·格兰汉牧师啊。
And many famous evangelists.
他最近到中国大陆去。
And the famous evangelist wanted mainland China.
不过中国大陆是不准他布道的。
But mainland China refused to allow him to preach.
中国大陆是不准外国人在中国传福音的。
And Chinese government refrained that the foreign ministers to preach there.
只准他对弱的讲一些道理而已。
They only allow them to preach internally.
你我不晓得你有没有听过他的道理。
I don't know if you have heard his preaching.
他对这个得救的道理
，is that
他强调两点
，salvation. He emphasized two points.
你要信耶稣
，you must believe in Christ.
信耶稣做救主
，and believe Christ as your savior.
这个很精粹的
，this is accurate.
你要悔改
，you must repent.
离开罪恶
，and depart from sin.
这个是对的
，this is correct.
但是他们认为相信悔改就是重生。得救
They believe that repent and baptize is the same as reborn and have sins forgiven.
他们对这个洗礼就忽略了
And they neglected the baptism.
他们甚至认为洗礼和得救没有关系
They even felt that salvation has no concern with
baptism. 得救就是从罪里被释放出来
To be saved is to be free from sin.
就是说罪得到赦免
That is our sins are forgiven.
罪没有得到赦免
if our sins are not forgiven,
没有资格回天国的
we cannot enter into heaven.
那么主的办法是怎么样
what is the solution of Jesus?
要通过什么方式来赦免我们的罪呢
through what means can he save our sins?
我们刚才所看的第二章使徒行传
as we have read in Acts chapter 2
38
chapter 2 verse
38耶稣的主诉这个是非常重要的
here tells us an important thing
他说你们固定要悔改
that all of you must repent
再来说奉耶稣基督的名受洗
and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ
叫你们的罪得赦
so that your sins may be forgiven
这个翻译一点都没有错的
and this interpretation is correct
原来就是这样子
this is indeed true
你要相信
you must first
believe 你要悔改
and repent
你要受洗
and be baptized
受洗做什么呢
for what reason
赎罪得赦
So that our sins may be forgiven.
一点都没有翻译错的。
And there is no fault in the interpretation.
我请教多连华牧师。
I asked the famous pastor.
他是这个言论学家。
And he was a theologian.
我说这些圣经啊，中文里面翻译错啊。
I asked him, is there any misinterpretation?
他说没有。
Verse. He said no.
我说奥斯二章十六节呢。
I asked him, chapter 22, verse 6.
那里亚拿尼亚对保罗说。
Here Ananias said unto Paul.
起来受洗。
Arise and be baptized.
洗去你的罪。
Wash away your sins.
有没有翻译错
？Is there any interpretation?
他说没有。
He said no.
我说没有。那圣经的指示
？I said it's not.
就是通过洗礼，耶稣的宝血 要赦去我们的罪，是不是？
Is it true that Bible tells us that through our repentance, our and our baptism, our sins may be washed away?
他说是啊。
He said it is true.
我说是，为什么你们的教会不否认？
I said that if it's true, why do you not do this in your church?
他们的教会啊，先干中洗礼的方式要浸水。
Their church emphasized the importance of immersion in baptism.
但是很奇怪的。
But very strange.
他们不相信洗礼和多久有关系。
They do not believe that baptism has direct relationship with salvation.
甚至说，相对于人相信洗礼能够赦罪，那是异端。
They even thought that it is a cult if a person believes that baptism is related to salvation.
可是这句话都自己是活成圣经的。
But his words defy the Bible.
说我们今天信的是。
But today we believe in Christ.
我们不要一味的乱信。
Do not believe it unknowingly.
我们自己要看看圣经。
We must read the Bible.
对圣经找到答案。
And receive our answers from the Bible.
他们相信了。
They believe.
他们悔改了。
They repented.
彼得说。
Peter said.
你们要奉耶稣的名受洗。
You must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以你们就得赦。
So that your sins may be forgiven.
所以你们要多久。
In order for a person to be saved.
一定要在相信悔改之后接受洗礼。
This person must be baptized after they repent and believe.
我们再看奥斯二章十六节。
Turn to chapter 22, verse 16.
这个是保罗受洗的记录。
This is the recording of the baptism of Paul.
说起来受洗。
Regarding baptism.
洗去你的罪。
To wash away your sins.
受洗要洗去我们的罪。
Baptism will wash away our sins.
但是洗礼的方法要正确。
But we must have a correct method of baptism.
以弗所书四章五节说
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 5 says,
一主一信一洗
One Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
我在南京总会的时候
While I was in the International Assembly in Nanjing,
我有去请教一位大家称为中国神学界的泰斗
And I met a person who was well known in China.
贾一鸣牧师
That was the Pastor Jia.
他是中国神学界最出名的。
He was the most famous person in Chinese religion.
他写了很多的这个神学书。
He also published many books.
当时他就开一个神学院。
That time he opened a theological seminary.
我准备几个问题要请教他。
I prepared a few questions to ask him.
第一个问题我就请问他。
The first question I asked him.
所以所述当五节说一主一信一死。
And recording in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
这个一洗是一种洗礼的意思。
And one this refers to the one and correct one and true baptism.
洗礼好多种。
But there are many kinds of baptisms today.
天主教和新教不一样。
And Catholics are different from the new religion.
那新教啊，各教派洗礼方法也不一样。
And different denominations of the new religion have different forms of baptism.
到底哪一种才是圣经的那一种呢？
Which baptism is the one baptism in the Bible?
是点水里对吗？或者浸里对呢？
Is a sprinkling of water or full immersion?
他老人家的回答我很失望的。
And I was very disappointed by his answer.
也是很意外的。
Also, I was surprised.
因为我本来也是心里很尊敬他。
For I respected him a great deal.
因为他的文章很美。
For his articles were very well.
他怎么回答我？
What did he answer me?
他说看看他的信息。
He says, look.At the faith of the one being baptized.
他家属说要浸水心才安，我就跟他浸礼。
If this person says that he will not be satisfied unless he's fully immersed in water.
他家属因为点水礼呀，心就安，我就跟他点水礼。
If the person is satisfied in sprinkling water, then I will baptize him that way.
当时我还不到三十岁。
At that time, I was not yet 30.
他七十多岁。
He was over 70.
因为他老人家。
For he was very old.
我也不喜欢同他浸了。
I do not wish to argue with him.
我心里很失望。
But I was very disappointed.
大家认为他是中国新世界的第一名。
Everyone thought that he was the first in China.
但是他没有这个道理的立场。
But he do not have a firm foundation of faith.
我们传道理要有道理的立场。
We must have a strong standing in our belief.
所以今天我们信的是。
Today we believe in Christ.
我们要自己去看圣经。
We must read the Bible ourselves.
看圣经的方法是怎么样的
？To study the methods recorded in the Bible.
有三点非常重要。
There are three major aspects.
第一，奉耶稣的名。
First is to be baptized in the name of
Jesus Christ. 现在大部分是奉父主圣灵的名。
Many people today baptize in the name of the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
父主圣灵不是名。
The Father, the Son, Holy Ghost.
那是代名词。
They are pronouns.
比方你到银行领钱。
For example, if you go to the bank.
不只是你爸爸的。
And the account is the name of a father.
那你说要领钱
？If we want to withdraw some money.
啊，银行的人问你说你要领谁的钱
？The bank may ask us whose money, whose account.
你说爸爸的钱
？He said our father.
他问你爸爸是什么名
？And they will ask what is the name of your father.
你说爸爸就是爸爸。
He says the name of my father is.
爸爸不是爸爸。
Father is not father.
只会是说奉父的名。
Jesus says that by the name of the Father.
看爸爸的名是什么
？What is the name of the Father?
你要把名讲出来。
You must express the name of the Father.
所以使徒明白这个道理。
So the apostles realized the truth.
因此，耶稣升天以后
，Therefore after Jesus ascended to heaven, the baptism of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名
，was baptized in the name of Jesus.
非常重要。
This is very important.
你那个名是单字的。
For the name is singular.
这圣灵啊，父主圣灵是同一位。
And that represents that the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
同一位神，不同时期，不同的显现而已。
And they only appear in different periods of time.
第二，要低下头。
Second, we must bow our head.
第三，要全身入水。
And third, we must have full immersion.
在喝水的地方。
And in living water.
这才是正确的。
This is the correct baptism.
我们这个方法要正确。
We must have a correct method.
洗礼才能发生功效。
And then our baptism will be effective.
通过净水发生赦罪的功效。
If we have a correct method and our sins are forgiven.
所以真的是教在各国事实的时候。
For in many countries are the.
我也亲眼看过。
I've seen with my own eyes.
好几件。
Many different times.
如果村长啊啊是当地人。
And one of the captains of a village.
叫做沙外。
And his name was 沙外。
心病很重。
He was ill.
他说他快死了。
He said he was about to die.
他要洗礼。
He wanted to receive baptism.
把他抬去台东啊。这个必然大溪洗礼
He was carried to a river in Taiwan to be baptized.
用担架把他抬去的
He was carried there.
但是洗礼起来
After baptism,
他走路回去
He walked by himself home.
洗礼并不是为了医病
Baptism is not to heal our sickness.
但是真的是这样在洗礼的时候
But the baptisms of our church,
耶稣显出几种恩典
Jesus will grant us this kind of grace.
这是印证真的是教会的洗礼是正确的
This is to prove that the baptism in our church is correct.
我们信主悔改以后
，Therefore, after we believe and
repent, 我们要接受这个正确的洗礼
，must receive this correct baptism.
使我们的这得赦
，for that our sins
are forgiven.
That we may be unto the Lord.
保罗说：“受洗归入耶稣。”
Paul says that when we baptize into the Lord,
还没受洗，还在耶稣外面。
Before we baptize, we are not belonging to the Lord.
受洗最多的赦免。
That we are baptized, and we belong to Christ.
同时得到神儿子的名分
At the same time, we obtain the sonship of God.
受洗才进入天门
After we baptize, we can enter.
非常重要
This is important.
所以魔鬼就破坏这个真理
Therefore, Satan tried to destroy this God.
有好多传教士的人
Many people who preach Jesus.
认为这个无关紧要的
They believe that this is not important.
受洗以后
After baptize,
主耶稣说
Jesus said.
从看主约翰福音第三章
And John chapter 3,
第五节
chapter 3 verse 5.
约翰福音三章五节
John chapter 3 verse 5.
主耶稣对尼哥底母说
Here Jesus said to Nicodemus,
我实实在在告诉你
Verily I say unto you,
人若不从水和圣灵先
unless one is born of water and spirit,
就不能进神的国
he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
再看提多三章五节
Let's also turn to Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
一样的三章五节很容易记的
It's very easy to remember. Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
这个就是对约翰三章五节最好的解释。
This is a good interpretation of John chapter 3 verse 5.
一个人要进神的国得救。
In order for a person to enter into the kingdom of God,
要从水和圣灵先。
Must be reborn of water and spirit.
是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
提多三章五节。
According to Titus chapter 3
verse 5. 保罗说我们得救不是靠着我们自己所行的。
He says, here Paul says that not by our own works of righteousness.
是因神的怜悯。
But by the mercy of God,
神的怜悯就耶稣替我们死。
That is, Jesus died for us.
耶稣替我们受刑罚。
Jesus died for us on the cross.
为我们开了天国的道路。
Opened for us a road to heaven.
这就是神的大怜悯。
This is the great mercy of God.
那么在我们人这边呢
？And as human beings,
要做两件事。
We must do two things.
接受重新的洗礼。
We must receive the baptism of regeneration. Another,
圣灵的更新。
We must be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
不但要接受重生的洗礼
，Now need to receive the baptism of regeneration。
这你会知道的。
We know about it。
所以我会问你
，Therefore I can ask you。
你有没有得圣灵
Do you have the Holy Spirit?
这个你可以知道的。
We can answer this question.
所以可以问你。
Therefore, we may be asked.
他们很老实的。
They are very honest.
他们说没有啊。
They say, no, we have not.
听都没有听过。
We have never heard of the Holy Spirit.
保罗就追问。
Therefore, Paul continued to ask.
那你们受什么洗礼啊？
Whose baptism did you receive?
他说约翰的洗礼。
Will you see the baptism of John the Baptist?
保罗说那个是悔改的洗礼。
Paul says that is baptism.
哎，就是说不是赦罪的洗礼。
As to say that is not the baptism of remission.
用公义之力名接他们受洗。
Therefore, they were baptized again in the name of Jesus Christ.
用给他们按手。
And they were laid hand upon.
差不多十二个人都信。
Therefore, 12 people have received.
怎么知道他们都信呢？
How do we know that they received the Holy Spirit?
十九章第二节记载。
Chapter 19, verse 6.
因为听见他们说谎。
But they were speaking in tongues.
所以圣灵临到我们的时候。
When Holy Spirit comes upon us.
圣灵会感动我们说出谎言。
It will move us to speak in tongues.
就是判断你有没有得到圣灵的这个根据。
This is to determine if we have the Holy Spirit or not.
这个圣经很清楚的。
The Bible says very clearly.
现在好多传道的。
Many preachers today.
他们就教导人这样说。
They teach people.
信就有圣灵。
When you believe, you have the Holy Spirit.
最慢受洗的时候，圣灵临到你了。
And, At the latest, Holy Spirit will come upon you when you baptize.
这是《使徒行传》八章十五节、十六节记载。
As recorded in Acts chapter 8, verse 15.
撒玛利亚的信徒都奉耶稣的名受洗了。
The members in Samaria, they were being baptized in the name of Jesus.
一个人都没有得到圣灵。
None of them received the Holy Spirit.
所以使徒啊，派约翰、彼得去。
Therefore, the apostles sent Paul and John and Peter.
托比要为他们祷告求圣灵。
Pray for them to receive the Holy Spirit.
今天我们到底要传的传递？
Today we must preach the complete gospel.
还有办法带人到主的面前。
Then we can bring people to Christ.
我们要强调。
We must emphasize.
洗礼受罪。
The importance of baptism.
我们要不计先进强调。
We must emphasize from the Bible.
要求受圣灵。
Receive the Holy Spirit.
但是我们要留意圣灵的更新。
We must emphasize the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
受圣灵，给我们体验到神的存在。
To receive the Holy Spirit and experience the existence of God.
这个圣灵也证明我们是神的儿子。
Holy Spirit also proves that we are the sons of God.
这个圣灵也是我们将来得天国的保证。
Holy Spirit is also a guarantee of heavenly kingdom.
但是，这个圣灵现在要帮助我们做新人。
But the Holy Spirit will renew us to become a new person.
我们真的是教的危险就在这里。
This is the danger of our true church.
我得到圣灵了。
I have the Holy Spirit.
但是忘记了得圣灵又要更新做新人。
But we have forgotten that we must renew ourselves.
我们到底要传的传递。
We must preach the complete gospel.
做圣灵只要帮助你。
To receive the Holy Spirit may edify us.
做新的人。
To become a new person.
新的人要紧的有两点。
There are two important points.
一个是圣洁的人。
One is to be holy.
圣灵要给你做一个新的人。
Holy Spirit will allow us to become a new person.
我刚才说台湾三地同胞。
We said the mountain members.
他们喝酒一定要喝到倒下去。
They drink wine until they are drunk.
有一次我头一次到山地传道。
The first time that I preached in the mountain area.
一个弟兄来问了。
One brother came and asked me.
他说可不可以喝酒。
Can we drink?
我也搞不清楚。
I do not know how to
answer. 因为我刚刚出来传道。我回答他说一点点没有关系。
I said to him, a little bit is okay.
他就是不满意。
But he was not satisfied.
他是再问了。
He continued to ask me.
可以或不可以。
Can I drink or not?
我就说不可以了。
I sent him not.
他很满意。
He was satisfied.
他说我们不知道什么叫做一点点。
For they do not know what does it mean to drink a little bit.
我们一喝就是要喝到醉倒下去。
When they begin to drink, they have to drink until they are drunk.
一点点的我们没有办法。
They cannot control themselves to drink a little bit.
三地人啊，头没有断啊，酒改不了了。
And they will not change until their head fall off.
感谢主。
Thank God.
他们喝大酒。
They were saved.
一醉了就跑到这个派出所去。
And when they are drunk, they go to the police.
日本警察都怕他了。
And the Japanese police, they are
afraid of them. 他们拿到这个宽刀。
And they were using their
sword. 跑到派出所去，警察所。
They went to the police department.
警察跑了。
The police went away.
把那个桌子都翻了。
And they would turn over the tables.
一个叫做彭啊，以后改姓名叫彭，彭就是。
And a person by the name of Mr. Peng.
就是这样的人。
And he was like that.
感谢主耶稣。
I thank the grace of God.
他为了信主耶稣。
After he believed in
Christ. 他得到圣灵充满。
Was filled by the Holy Spirit.
好乖啊。
He changed himself.
最高兴就是警察了。
And he was very happy to see the police.
因为不会去闹他。
But the police were not.
对他们的性命也没有威胁了。
And they have no threat for their life.
他们就有很可怕的。
And when they are drunk, they are very
stressful. 但是这些人。
But these people.
得圣灵充满以后。
After they are filled by the Holy Spirit.
都是修养的。
They have been transformed.
圣灵充满他们。
They are filled by the Holy Spirit.
他们有耶稣的生命。
They have the life of Jesus.
他们改变了。
They change themselves.
赌钱的。
Those who
出鸦片的。
Those who take drugs.
通通改变了。
They were able to change themselves.
我以前在福建县中国大陆传道。
While I was preaching in Fujian, China.
好多人是出鸦片的。
Many people take opium.
一个乡长告诉我。
A person told me.
你们的信徒啊，以前都有钱人。
And your members used to be rich persons.
后来都变成乞丐。
Later, they became beggars.
现在又有钱了。
By now, they became rich again.
为什么钱吃掉了？
Why? How? What? How did they make money? That is, they take opium.
把土地卖掉了。
They sell their land.
把房子卖掉了。
Sell their houses.
甚至把儿女都卖掉了。
They sell their sons and daughters.
该鸦片他们吸了，没有办法。
And they cannot separate themselves from opium.
没有办法。
They cannot.
好像这样吸毒一样。
Like the drugs that people take today.
但是他们就是信耶稣。
But as they believe in
Christ, 他们集中在教会。
They concentrate themselves.
在那里祷告。
They pray in the church.
圣灵充满。
Holy Spirit fill in them.
改掉。
They change themselves.
刘侯就是两个祖母就是。
The grandmother of Deacon Ho.
哦，抽鸦片的。
And she used to take opium.
信主耶稣。
After she believed in Christ.
改掉了。
She changed herself.
圣灵的能力。
The power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们不要单以为我多圣灵，我会说谎言，已经一百分了。
So let us not be satisfied by speaking in tongue and receiving the Holy Spirit.
我们要求主帮助。
We must ask God to help us.
我们要靠着圣灵。
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
做一个新的人。
To become a renewed person.
我们就完成了得救的恩典。
Then we can complete our salvation.
做一个圣洁的。
Be a holy person.
做一个有爱心的人。
Be a loving person.
就是说从水和圣灵重生以后。
To be renewed by washing of regeneration.
做个圣洁和爱心的生活。
To live a life of holiness and love.
那这样子主耶稣一定啊，连你有资格归为天国的。
And then we will be qualified to enter into heaven.
是我们今天所要追求的。
So today we must pursue after.
不但还没圣灵的人要求圣灵。
Must pursue after Holy Spirit.
我们得到圣灵以后的人。
Those who have already have the Holy Spirit.
我们要靠圣灵的帮助。
Must by the help of Holy Spirit.
我们年轻的是一样的。
Those younger ones are the same.
啊，我们这些年轻的。
Our younger generations.
到美国来。
We in America.
不单单学业成功。
You must be successful.
更重要的信仰要站住。
Most importantly, we must be steadfast.
你信仰失败了。
If we lose our faith,
你当博士有什么用啊？
What's the use of becoming a doctor?
所以要被信仰充满。
Therefore, we must be filled.
不但做一个规规矩矩的基督徒。
Be a good Christian.
要做一个有爱心的基督徒。
Be a loving Christian.
这就是做新人。
That is to become a new person.
所以读就是这个步骤。
Therefore, the steps.
读起来就这四点。
Therefore,
第一
，first，
相信耶稣做你的追究者。
To believe Jesus as your only savior. Second，
悔改你的罪。
Repent your sins.
第三
，third，
接受圣水的洗礼。
Receive the correct baptism.
用你的罪得赦。
To remiss your sins.
第四
，fourth，
求圣灵的充满。
To ask for the fullness of Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵。
And by the Holy Spirit.
过着圣洁的生活
，to live a holy life，
爱心的生活
，to live a life of love，
这样啊，你就能够完完全全的到主的面前。
Then we can return to God in peace。
我并不是说外教会道理传错
，I did not say that other churches have preached wrong gospel。
但是好多是传到一半
，but many only preach one half。
要前进
，they must progress。
我们好多是台湾来的
，many people came from Taiwan。
我是住在台中。
I live in Taichung.
我要去台北。
If I want to go to Taipei,
那我坐火车。
I must take the train.
已经到新竹。
And I passed by 新竹。
这个路没有错。
The road is correct.
已经到桃园。
And I arrive at
一点都没有错。
The way is correct.
但是我不会在桃园下车啊。
But I must not stop there.
因为我的目的地是台北。
For my destination is Taipei.
我还要前进。
I must continue to make progress.
信耶稣是对的。
Believe in Christ, it is correct.
要求悔改是对的。
Believe and baptize is correct.
但是不是说悔改及早就得救了，没有这个道理。
But we must not be satisfied in only repentance.
一定要再进一步。
We must continue to progress.
接受圣水的洗礼。
To receive the correct baptism.
死罪得赦。
To remiss our sins.
求圣灵充满。
Be filled by the Holy Spirit.
做一个新人。
Become a new person.
这样才能达到目的地。
Then we can reach our destination.
我们要传得救的福音。
Must preach the gospel salvation.
要传别的道理。
Preach the complete gospel.
求主耶稣给我们从圣经明白这些得救的步骤。
May the Lord reveal unto us the steps of salvation.
我们在座的还没这个信主的。
Those who have not yet believed in Christ.
主的灵感动你。
May the Spirit of God
bless us. 明白。
That we may understand.
耶稣就是你的救主。
Christ is our Savior.
主你相信。
That we believe.
主耶稣教会所传的这个不救的这个精粹的洗礼。
The gospel of salvation and the correct baptism of our church.
都是。
So that our sins may be forgiven, become sons of God.
还没得到圣灵的。
Those not yet received the Holy Spirit. We must pray for the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会临到你的。
Holy Spirit shall come upon us.
得到圣灵的。
Those who receive the Holy Spirit.
要靠圣灵新的人。
Must by the power of the Holy Spirit become a new person.
这就是得救的步骤。
These are the steps of salvation.
这就是传遍的福音。
This is the full gospel.
愿主开我们的心。
May the Lord open our hearts.
我们明白。
That we may understand.
根据圣经将一步一步的搭上去。
To follow the Bible and walk step by step.
主一定让我们到他面前。
And God shall lead us unto Him.
我们只有这个得救的人。
Only if we become a person of salvation.
人生才有盼望。
Then our life has hope.
才有安慰的。
And then we will become.
在今天才有依靠。
And then we will have our hope in the Lord.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May the Lord bless us.